Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, December 31st. A Port Elgin woman is surprised and grateful for being named one of Canada's favorite crossing guards. Faye Eggleston helps ensure Port Elgin's Saugeen Central School students get across the street safely. She was among three national winners in Parachute's annual crossing guard recognition program.
I just really appreciate all the people that voted for me and that's the reason that I won, is because so many people voted for me.
A statement from Parachute says Eggleston is loved by children and parents for her cheerful greetings and for going above and beyond in her work as a crossing guard. The mayor of Owen Sound mentioned some major projects, the Lumley Bayshore Community Center, which will be completed next year. Boddy also spoke about progress by developers on a few housing projects in Owen Sound in his year-end address and applauded his council colleagues for their work on many other issues.
As ever, we pledge in 2025 to make the best decisions we can in the best interest of the city as a whole, even if some of those decisions aren't popular with everyone.
It's an unusual sight for January, but on New Year's Day tomorrow, the Southampton Beach will be momentarily packed full of people for a good cause. A polar plunge is being held, and hundreds of people are expected to brave taking a dip in the frigid water. Jeff Cody is one of the event's co-organizers.
I'll say the main driver for this polar bear dip is for food bag donations, Salvation Army, or cash donations to either one of those, and they'll be set up at the dip as well.
The polar bear dip is set to happen at 2 tomorrow afternoon at the beach by the big Canadian flag on High Street in Southampton. On the national news, the federal government is extending the deadline for claiming tax deductions for donations to charities. It's because of the recent postal workers' strike, which came at a time of year when many Canadians mail in donations to causes they support. The deadline will be extended through the end of February. And a CIBC Ipsos Financial Priorities poll says paying down debt is a top focus of Canadians for 2025. The poll found inflation and rise $160 per barrel. Gold's up a quarter point to $2,625 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 69.53 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Lions beat San Fran for their first road win against the 49ers since 1975. Huge game next Sunday. Minnesota visits Detroit. The winner gets a first-round bye and home field advantage. The loser, despite a great season, has to play on the road in the wild card round. College football quarterfinals start tonight with a Fiesta Bowl. Penn State plays Boise State. 13 games in the NHL. Leafs host the Islanders at 1. How about Montreal's luck? There in Las Vegas. It's a noon local time start. Happy New Year to the Habs, and they don't play again until Friday. And the Hawks host St. Louis outside at Wrigley Field. Canada faces the U.S. at the World Juniors. PWHL, Montreal defeated Boston. Tonight, Toronto hosts Ottawa. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound
for food bag donations, Salvation Army, or cash donations to either one of those, and they'll be set up at the dip as well.
The polar bear dip is set to happen at 2 tomorrow afternoon at the beach by the big Canadian flag on High Street in Southampton. On the national news, the federal government is extending the deadline for claiming tax deductions for donations to charities. It's because of the recent postal workers' strike, which came at a time of year when many Canadians mail in donations to causes they support. The deadline will be extended through the end of February. And a CIBC Ipsos Financial Priorities poll says paying down debt is a top focus of Canadians for 2025. The poll found inflation and rising costs remains a top concern among Canadians heading into the new year. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a higher open this morning. Futures contracts up in pre-market trading ahead of the final trading session for 2024. A winning year for stocks, 20%+ gain for the S&P 500. Yesterday, though, a sell-off across the board. The Dow was down 418 points to 42,573. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank more than 1%. The TSX was down 175 points to 24,620. Bitcoin trading a quarter point higher this morning at around 94,600 US. The price of oil is up nearly 1%, $71.60 per barrel. Gold's up a quarter point to $2,625 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 69.53 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Lions beat San Fran for their first road win against the 49ers since 1975. Huge game next Sunday. Minnesota visits Detroit. The winner gets a first round bye and home field advantage. The loser, despite a great season, has to play on the road in the wild card round. College football quarterfinals start tonight with a Fiesta Bowl. Penn State plays Boise State. 13 games in the NHL. Leafs host the Islanders at 1. How about Montreal's luck? They're in Las Vegas. It's a noon local time start.
At closed out 2024 with a win. Fred Wallace has this report.
Goalkeeper Trenton Bennett made 37 saves as the attack blanked the Storm 1-0. Mason Ray would score the game winner for Owen Sound, who snapped a 4-game losing streak. Next two games for the attack are on the road Wednesday at Oshawa and Friday at Guelph. Again, Bennett with the shutout. The attack blanked Guelph 1-0. Fred Wallace at the J.D. MacArthur Arena.
That's sports. You can always find more on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Slight chance of some showers or flurries early this morning, then mostly cloudy throughout the day, a high of 2. Tonight, light snow, 2 to 4 centimeters and a low of 0. And for New Year's Day tomorrow, flurries with the risk of snow squalls in the afternoon, 5 plus centimeters, a high around 0.